this the very first episode for 2011 and for this decade. Because we're here tonight to take your calls about anything you want. It is the live Saturday edition. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI, 800-259-9231. Don't forget, you can get interactive on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features that we bring to you there completely free. The main feature of the site actually allows you, the listener, to control the content by submitting different news articles or blog posts or videos, whatever you think is interesting on the internet. You submit it to our site using our Submit Show Prep form, which you can actually make really easy by using our handy bookmarklet. You can learn about all of that and more at freetalklive.com, and it's a great site thanks to listeners like you. Without you, it would not be so great. freetalklive.com. As we continue here, by the way, tonight it's Ian here.
And Meg.
And Mark.
To the phones and the fun. Let's talk first to Dennis, listening to WBHP in Alabama. Hey, Dennis, you're on Free Talk Live. Do we have Dennis going once? Dennis in Alabama going twice? How about, let's move along here to Eric, listening to WTAR in Virginia. Eric, are you there, sir? Eric going once. Eric going twice. Maybe our board op fell asleep. I don't know. Let's take one from the amp lines here, where we have, I believe, Michael. Excuse me, not Michael. Brett is on the line in Indiana. Brett, you're on Free Talk Live on the amp lines.
Hey, guys. You are talking about two of my favorite topics tonight, drugs and alcohol.
Sounds like a convenience store, huh?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I just wanted to comment on the drug decriminalization you guys have been talking about tonight.
Here you are.
What part of the problem is, it's kind of obvious is how strict the laws are here in America. Because it's kind of like when you're growing up, you know, the more your parents tell you not to do something, the more likely it is you're going to go and do it.
Absolutely.
And I remember I did write something about this about a month ago on Cop Block.
That's copblock.org, which is a great website.
And it was back, I don't know if you guys ever covered the story, but Gary Johnson, he admitted that he had smoked marijuana a couple years ago.
Former governor of Arizona?
Wait, he admitted a couple of years ago that he had smoked marijuana in the past?
He admitted it just recently that I think he had done, it was like medical marijuana is what he'd smoked, I think. He admitted that he had done it a couple years ago.
Oh, interesting.
He had been hurt and had like a back injury or something. That's what he was smoking it for.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I was covering that, and I did some research and found out, you know, that there was a Gallup did a poll. It just found out in October of 2009, they found out that they found 44% of Americans had admitted, or 44% of Americans were in favor of pot legalization, and that had gone up to 46% in October of 2010.
And those numbers
not medical marijuana, that's just legalization.
That's just legalization, yeah.
Right, and those numbers go up as you break it down by age category as well. So older people less likely to be for it, while younger people in the younger generations far more likely to be for it.
Yeah, and they said that since 2002, you know, that number's gone up every year since 2002.
Mm-hmm.
And, I think the internet is the great equalizer on that one, because more information about, like, its non-harm is out there now. So.
Absolutely. What else did you want to hear, Brent?
Well, yeah, I was saying, you know, we have some pretty strict, you know, drug laws in this country, and they have noticed, you know, Rasmussen did a survey, too, and they surveyed 17 countries. And out of all 17 of those countries, the country with the highest amount of people admitting to using pot was here in the United States.
So apparently it's not working.
No, 42.4% admitted they had tried it. It was in 2008 they did that one. And they said it was over in the Netherlands, you know, talking about, you know, the more liberal their drug laws are, the less number of people are likely to use the drugs, because they had this, I believe it's in the Netherlands, they have only less than 20%. Compared to our, like, 42 have admitted to using that.
Right, and this just baffles the heck out of Americans who are so, you know, they're very law and order, as a people, a rather martial people. And the idea that in the Netherlands, where it's legal to get small amounts of marijuana at coffee shops, that fewer teenagers use the drug, they just think you're lying. They just think that there's something screwy with the statistics. They simply will not accept the fact that that is so. Take away the forbidden fruit aspect, and suddenly your kids won't want to smoke marijuana as much.
Right, yeah, and so you can own up to, I think it's 5 grams is how much you can possess legally in the Netherlands. And if you get caught with more than that, it's just a misdemeanor and a fine. You know, try getting caught with more than 5 grams here in the United States and see if that's all you get.
Yeah, you might get a dealing charge. Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Brett. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. As we continue here, I believe Bill is listening to WTAR in Virginia. Hey, Bill. Bill, in Virginia.
I come from law enforcement background. I was certified as a correction officer in 1980. I currently live in Norfolk, Virginia. And what I recognize in terms of the Tidewater area is we have a real problem with racial profiling.
Sure.
With black individuals in vehicles.
Absolutely.
Although, to be fair, it's not
a crime wave in America. People driving around black, cops just pull them over for it. It's true what you're saying, but it's also true.
Well, I'm telling you, in terms of where I'm coming from, I used to be a correction officer, so I'm state certified, so I know all the laws.
I'm
pretty much on beat with everything. And I have been greatly assaulted in the last couple of years myself. I had 7 9mm pointing at my head.
Whoa.
For nothing.
God.
A mistake.
Because you're black.
And it wasn't fun, because I was having flashbacks of the hundreds of people that's been killed that way that reacted in an inappropriate way, which triggered the person that's pointing the gun at you. And it has been ugly around here. I mean, we've even had a police officer killed. He was undercover.
Because he was black?
Yeah. He had dreads. And, one of his fellow officers mistakenly shot him for one of the... he thought it would be a criminal.
And none of this stuff would have happened if it weren't for the war on drugs. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That number's the SACL CAI toll free line.
People don't think that this goes on in America anymore, but what it's got to be like to make that decision, to decide, I'm not going to drive through this area at this time because I'm liable to get pulled over by a cop for the color of my skin, has to be extraordinarily difficult.
Yeah, and it's definitely something that affects not just blacks, but also Hispanics, and also poor anybody.
Well, you could be white in certain areas, and you're liable to get pulled over, too. If you're in a bad section of town and people think that, for whatever reason that you're there to score drugs, it can happen also.
There's a certain way, there's a certain fact about cops being able to essentially be racist and target people they don't like, whatever their color of skin is that they don't like, target them because they are that way, or target teenagers, or target poor people, because they target poor people first and foremost because they're easy marks. They're going to go after anybody that's driving a beat-up car, whether they're white, they're black, or anything. But then, also, it's certainly true that racist cops have a certain ability to go after people. Even even if you're a black guy driving a Lexus, you're much more likely to be pulled over than a white guy driving a Lexus.
Yeah, and I find that the reverse profiling thing has really helped me out. If I dress up like a librarian and drive my car, it's less likely that I'm going to get pulled over for anything. And even back in the days when I lived in Hollywood and I did cocaine and stuff, I would put on, my firefighter's sweatshirt, put on my glasses, put my hair in a bun, and go and do my coke deal that way, so that I looked as nice as possible, and I supported the fire station and everything like that.
That's stuff like that. It's tactics like that that allow drug dealers to be the smart ones to hire people like grandmas or single moms and things like that, and hire folks that the cops aren't necessarily going to suspect as a drug courier to drive something from, say, Arizona all the way over to Florida.
Happens.
You take control. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's why we call this show Free Talk Live. It is the live New Year's Day, Saturday edition of the program. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
We'll say it again.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com.
Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want by dialing in toll-free 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. What is SACL CAI?
SACL CAI is a company that handles accounts receivable for businesses. Whether it's collections, early out billing, they even purchase charged off receivables, SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customer and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients too. SACL CAI. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. And speaking of freetalklive.com, there's a lot of stuff there, and it's all brought to you free. News updates. You get signed up, we'll keep you clued in whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. In fact, I just sent out an update just moments, I think, before after the show started tonight to let you know about our two brand new Shriners on the Shrine of Female Listeners, Michelle and Naomi. So you can see them at shrine.freetalklive.com. But if you want to know about this stuff first, get on the news updates list. Go to news.freetalklive.com. You can sign up for our emailed updates, which are the best way to be kept apprised of what's happening with Free Talk Live. There's some other alternatives like Twitter or Facebook. Perhaps you prefer to receive your information that way. You can do that, too. Go to news.freetalklive.com to get signed up as we go to the phones and the fun. We'll talk to Michael, listening in Connecticut. Hello, Michael. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Meg, and Mark.
Good evening. Happy New Year to all three of you.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Michael, and a Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year.
Hello?
The reason I'm calling is that I've worked in a wine shop for 15 years, and I thought the topic of alcohol came up. I thought I'd put in my 2 cents.
Please.
Yes. Well, down here, despite, I mean, you guys have your liquor cartel up there, socialist liquor stores. But
yeah, New Hampshire, what you're referring to, for those who don't know, New Hampshire, unfortunately, as free as it is in many areas, is not so free in the area of alcohol. They actually, the government has a total monopoly on liquor sales.
Distilled liquor, yeah.
Yeah, and they've loosened up a little bit on beer and wine, and those can be sold at grocery stores, but the hard liquor is only available through government stores, which is just absolutely awful. Anyway, go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, down here, it's a very heavily micromanaged industry. We have to follow probably over 100 pages of state liquor board edicts. Half of them pretty much are subject to their interpretation.
Just to sell wine to people.
Just to sell wine to people. And it's becoming worse and worse.
Yep.
They're pretty much trying to get as much money as they can and trying to look for all these little things to find stores for. And
sure.
Because you never know when a liquor agent is posing as a customer, and that's what they're doing. You know, they're sending liquor agents into stores, posing as customers, and you never know. And it's just, we're probably just a few steps removed from state-owned stores, but here we have, wholesalers, retailers, but down here, I know it's up there, I guess it's a little cheaper, but down here it's alcohol is much more expensive because we have, not just people pay the sales tax on the alcohol, but there are also a lot of fees that the wholesalers pay,
mm-hmm.
the state of Connecticut.
And they're passing on they're passing on the cost to the customer, of course.
Oh, yeah. And it's just getting worse and worse. And
right, and also, as the more regulated the particular marketplace, the worse things get. The worse the selection, the worse the competition. Therefore, there's very little innovation. Prices don't go down because nobody's allowed to start a new store unless they beg or pay thousands upon thousands of dollars for the permit.
There are other aspects to this, too. In New York City, where the tobacco taxes have gone up, up, and up. I mean, I'm talking about it's more than $10 a pack of cigarettes there. Well, what you'll see is that people are smuggling cigarettes into New York on big on 18-wheelers and things like that. They're also the street gangs are hustling cigarettes one at a time for I don't know what, but they're getting more out of a pack that way than they would otherwise. So you're having this sort of gray to black market springing up around it. And as the taxes go up on wine and beer, you'll find the same things going on. It won't be as big of a deal. One guy trading a bottle of wine to another without paying a tax on it or something like that, but you'll still see this gray market activity going on as the government tries to interfere.
Well, and with cigarettes, I mean, that's been happening on a national level. I see more and more people shipping them in from, like, the Ukraine and mm-hmm. stuff like that. So that one's just getting really bad across the nation.
Michael, what else did you want to share tonight?
Oh, and for me personally, I love freedom and liberty. For me, the most bothersome thing is just carding people.
Oh, yeah.
For me, just asking people for their ID is something that's always been, loathsome to me.
Sure, because you're not actually stopping anybody from drinking, anybody underage. The only reason you're really doing that is to cover your butt and the owner's butt from being fined by the Liquor Enforcement Board.
Yeah.
Or the cops, or being arrested in some cases. Hey, Michael, thank you for the thoughts. I appreciate the call and the expertise at 800-259-9231. Let's continue and talk to, I believe we've got, Dennis is actually there this time at WBHP in Huntsville. Hello, Dennis.
Hello there. Yeah, it seems like I got cut off when you tried to get me before.
I'm sorry about that. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay, just a couple of things right here. The part you had about the youngsters, you say starting people out young on the drinking part, I agree with it 100% because my folks, believe it or not, started me out when I was 5 years old.
Wow.
And they just went on up. Well, Daddy said, he said, well, when you get later on in life, you'll be able to handle it better. Well, I've seen that work because I was at work one time even in my teen years, and this one guy had broke out of some Jack Daniels, good old Tennessee whiskey right there. Well, when the party was over, all the other guys had to have their wives come and get them and take them home. But me, I went on home with no problem.
And how old were you at this time?
At that time I was 20.
Mm-hmm. So the other guys were your contemporaries? They're about your same age?
Yeah, right around that age. But they didn't come up the same way I did, so they couldn't handle it.
Absolutely.
And then another thing I want to say on this too about the probation part, prohibition, is I don't know if you guys ever watched the TV show Cops.
Oh, sure. Yeah. I don't know how you miss it.
Yeah, well, anyway, you know, I've watched that show before, and I've seen them take BC headache powder, goodies powder, sugar cubes off the grocery store shelves and everything else and try to pass that off as dope. But the biggest reason I'm against the prohibition thing is what if, you know, people are just walking down the street sometime or like that, and maybe something's going on. Some of these people, they're going to be paranoid. Somebody could get in bad trouble for noticing something, you know? Whereas if everything was just straight up like what you guys talk about, they don't have to worry about it. And then they say he's got these drug people in the national parks like that. Okay, you hear about people getting killed and injured and stuff like that in national parks sometimes because you got drug people up there, man, you know?
I'm not sure I understand what you mean by that.
You know, they got people doing the drug dealers, they're growing stuff, you know, pot and everything else in a lot of national parks, see?
Are you talking about, like, the Rainbow family?
No. People that start that are growing their marijuana in national parks, and then somebody gets too close to their grow operation, and they get smoked.
Yeah,
that's what I'm talking about. Whereas if everything was legal, like what you got to talk about, we wouldn't have to worry about that.
Man. I'm like, wait a minute. The Rainbow family isn't hurting anybody in the national parks. Hey, thanks for the call, Dennis. I appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. That much is true, whether it's a national park or anywhere, drug dealers or drug growers that are setting up these operations. They're very territorial. In many cases, they'll set up booby traps and things like that. So if you see a bunch of marijuana in the woods somewhere, probably a good idea to stay away. More coming up. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G. IG.com. LeCig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeCig.com. LeCig for today's modern smoker.
One of the most potent ways to lower blood pressure is to inhibit the angiotensin-converting enzyme in the body, also called ACE. In nature, there are a group of proteins found in an unheated way that inhibit the ACE enzyme. The most potent ACE inhibitor to date is lactokinin. While lactokinin does not have the inhibitory potency of synthetic drugs commonly used in the treatment of hypertension, this naturally occurring whey peptide may be able to help keep blood pressure normal. The most powerful whey protein supplement on the market is One World Whey. One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is easily digested and tastes delicious. Use One World Whey to support your exercise or weight loss goals, your optimal blood pressure, energy, endurance, and mood. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's One World Whey. WHEY.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about the delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. I've told you for years that eFoodsDirect has the best storable food on the planet. Now it's that time of year again, and their holiday special is here. They have two holiday price packs for you to put into your reserves for a secure future or to share with others. The first is a six-month bulk supply in 10 cans. And the second is a five-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals, including delicious bakery items shipped in heavy tote bags. Now, for a limited time, when you order two or more of these special holiday packs, you'll get free shipping on your entire order. Call now, 800-409-5633, or visit them at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633. Or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. It is the live Saturday edition here, the New Year's Day edition of the show. And tonight it's Ian with you.
And Meg.
And Mark.
Hey, don't forget you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features that we give to you there, and listening options are one of the many. We've got listening options that include broadband and dial-up streams, so you can listen to whichever flavor fits your internet connection the best. Plus, there's our webcam, as well as listen lines that actually allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance and listen that way. We've got a satellite channel that is free to air. And also 85 wonderful radio stations on the AM and FM band across the country that listen you can listen to at various points throughout the week. So go to listen.freetalklive.com to get that information and get tuned in. That's listen.freetalklive.com. Now, Meg, one of the things that you are busy with during the week is Liberty Flare.
Yep.
What's that?
LibertyFlare.com is where I sell one-inch buttons with Liberty pictures, symbols, words, stuff like that on them. Great conversation starters, and a lot of the companies that I promote on there, like Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund, Free Keen, this show, stuff like that, a lot of them get half the proceeds from the sales. So easy way to start a conversation about Liberty.
Yeah, and they look great, too. You've done a great job with them. LibertyFlare.com is where you can go to order them. And the thing I like about them is they're not as obnoxious as regular buttons.
Yeah,
like
they're not regular, the giant ones.
A regular button, even like a 1.5-inch or two-inch button, 2-inch I think is pretty standard.
Yeah.
But they're just big. And kind of in the way.
Yeah.
But
well,
Liberty Flare is much smaller and much more subtle and maybe more likely to actually start a conversation.
Yeah, I decided to go with that because I noticed, like, from seeing bands, merchandise, and stuff like that, the one-inch pins, people would put them on their bags and then forget about them. It's not like the big, giant, you know, I voted for blah, 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 or anything like that. And so when you put them on your bag, they're so small, you forget them. You know, I make them really cheap because they usually fall off, but some point down the line, but
yeah,
I have
sure,
some that have lasted for years, and so it's sort of hit or miss, but, you know, they're great.
So head on over to LibertyFlare.com as we go to the phones and the fun. Your thoughts, welcome about whatever you want. Tom is listening to WRNN in South Carolina, Myrtle Hello. Beach. Hello, Tom.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah,
the thing that really ticks me off is that the drug laws, all of them, and alcohol laws, the one thing they support is the biggest business in this country, which is the judicial system. The jailers, the policemen, the sheriffs, the lawyers, the judges.
Yep.
And I mean, it's, it's a big business, and these policemen and all, they retire after 20 years, and they retire on 90% of their last paycheck, which the last year of their work, they're working overtime, double time, triple time, and they build up their paycheck, so the taxpayers are paying a tremendous amount of money. Then they, once they retire, they get another job in the police department, making the same salary they were making, plus their retirement.
Plus the pension. Yep, it's so true.
Yeah,
I know somebody here in Keene that does that stuff.
It really ticks me off.
But it's the way the system's created. I mean, you can't blame somebody who's playing the game as the game was set up. It's just that the game's set up, to screw the taxpayer, essentially.
That's exactly right. But you read the court cases. I know there's a court case. I'll send you a copy of it. I'll send you a page out of everything that people do, like possession, DUI, no driver's license. It's always voluntary dismissal. 90% of the cases that go in front of these judges, 90% of it is voluntary dismissal.
Wait a minute. When you say voluntary dismissal, do you mean a plea bargain?
I'm sure that's what it is. I'm sure the lawyer's getting a lot of money. The court's getting their fine money.
Right, because they're not dismissing. Most of the cases, they're not dismissing. So I'm not sure what you mean by voluntary dismissal.
I will send you a page. It's voluntary dismissal.
95% of the cases that you'll, if you sit in on an arraignment on like a Monday or Tuesday morning, 95% of the cases are going to be plea bargained out. People are not going to go to trial. That doesn't mean the charges are being dismissed. In some cases, some charges are dismissed as part of the plea bargain, but usually at least a charge or two sticks, and they will bargain it down to X amount of months of probation or a certain fine and no jail time. And essentially, it's basically ringing the cash register for the judicial system, which is kind of what you're talking about, right?
No, in this case, it's voluntary dismissal. Now, every now and then you'll see where they have to serve 5 days or 10 days or pay a fine, but most all the case, all the charges are just voluntary dismissal. Well, the lawyers are getting the money for that. I mean,
no, I don't understand what you're saying there. I mean, you're saying that somebody gets busted for pot. Let's say somebody gets busted for pot. At what point are the charges dismissed and why? And who's making money how?
The lawyers are getting money because they're getting it dismissed, and they're probably charging them a fine in the courthouse. And nobody's winning except taxpayers are losing.
Well, no, wait a minute. If they're charging a fine, then nothing's been dismissed.
I'll send you a copy. It's just hard to understand how all these charges are voluntary dismissal.
Maybe things are really different there in Virginia, South Carolina.
This is in North Carolina, the paper. I'll send you a copy of the paper.
Yeah, go right ahead, because that's very interesting. You're welcome to do that, but that is not typical from what I understand, or maybe we're just not communicating accurately here, because the way the system is designed everywhere that I've ever heard about is they just charge people with these stupid crimes like possession of marijuana or open container or something like that, and essentially they threaten people with a big scary jail time, and then they'll say, if you don't want to go to jail, you can just take this plea bargain here, and we'll put you on probation for 6 months, and we'll take $420 from you, and then we'll call it a day. And of course, most people will look at that and they'll say, yeah, I don't want to go to jail, so I'll take that deal, and then they take the plea bargain, but that doesn't mean the charges are being dismissed. Certainly, the lawyers.
If the charges had been dismissed, I mean, if it was voluntary dismissal with a plea bargain, they would have to put the fine and the parole and everything else in there. But there's nothing. It's just voluntary dismissal.
But most people aren't lawyering up. I mean, most people, if they get a lawyer, it's the court ordered attorney, and those guys are typically getting salary. So the lawyers aren't generally making, the lawyers that you would hire for $300 an hour, those guys are not being hired by the people that are getting busted for this, possession of alcohol or possession of marijuana, that stuff.
And they're getting paid with the same money that the guy who's, got your fate in his hands is getting paid.
The state defense people absolutely are on the same team, which is why they push the plea bargains, because the state defenders don't want to do any work. They just want people to take the plea bargain, so they don't actually have to
think about it. You don't know whether they want to do any work. You can't talk about what they want, but they're not incentivized to take things to trial. They are disincentivized to take things to trial.
Tim, thanks. Tom,
people are thinking.
Thank you for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. There is a Tim on the line, and he's in Virginia, listening in Charlottesville to WCHV. Hello, Tim.
Okay. Hello.
Thanks. Hey there.
My name's Tim. I just want to introduce myself real quick. I'm a federal police officer with the DEA.
You're a federal police officer with the D what?
DEA.
Oh, you're a DEA agent. Very interesting. I don't think we've ever spoken to a DEA agent on the air before. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay. I just want to call up and talk about, I think you guys are, you're looking past one of the bigger drug problems in the United States right now, which is prescription drug abuse.
Sure.
I hear everybody talking about how it would be better to legalize drugs and heroin and stuff like that, and how much better it is in foreign countries right now.
Yep.
I'm not sure where everybody's experience is coming from. Personally, I've lived overseas. I've lived in Germany, where it's legal to possess up to 1.8 grams of marijuana. But it's kind of one of the same systems as, I guess we were talking about Portugal earlier, mm-hmm. where it's not legal to be caught buying or selling it, but it's legal for that possession.
Right.
And I'm just not convinced that that's going to alleviate all the drug problems we've got, because one of the biggest ones we've got right now is legal drugs already, just being abused through the prescription system.
Nobody ever said
prescriptions aren't really legal if you don't have the prescription given to you. I mean, it's this quasi sort of half legal system that's out there. As well as I do that the possessing of somebody else's prescription is against the law, especially if it's
absolutely.
So it's not legal.
I'll tell you what, Tim, I want to bring you back and dig into this here, if you don't mind. So hang on. More with Tim, the alleged DEA agent, here in a moment. And 800-259-9231 is the number. I don't think we ever said the drug problems were going to go away if we legalize drugs. It's just going to reduce the harm that is done to the users and the harm that is done to society. That is the truth. 800-259-9231. There will still be addicts. There will still be human tragedies, just as there are today. More coming up, but maybe fewer of them.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011 we'll witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years, but he's usually right. He predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner. And recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at endofamerica19.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, it's endofamerica19.com. That's the numeral 19. That's endofamerica, the numeral 19.com.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of heartdrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabyte, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendabyte is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendabyte continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendabyte. To get your Extendabyte, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
What if you could enjoy a
refreshing cigarette without worrying about your health. Great news! Now you can enjoy everything you love about a cigarette without everything you hate. It's called the VaporMate e-cig, and it's made by Smokeaway, so you know it's good. VaporMate utilizes patented microelectronic technology that mixes rich tobacco flavor with harmless water vapor. It tastes like a cigarette, smokes like a cigarette, and best of all, it calms you down like a cigarette should. And if you call in the next 30 minutes, we'll give you your VaporMate e-cig kit valued at $129 free. No more secondhand smoke, smelly clothes, hacking and coughing. Just the great flavor and calming sensation of a real cigarette you can smoke anywhere. Claim your VaporMate when you get your tobacco-flavored filters free. A $129 value, yours free. Imagine the money you'll save each month. But you must call now.
Call 800-540-7570. That's 800-540-7570. Again, 1-800-540-7570.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Live. Moments remain. Maybe enough time for your call if you dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Meg.
And Mark. 1-800-259-9231. Don't forget, you want to join us on our website, freetalklive.com. A lot of features we give to you free. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in and reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations across the country, and hopefully we'll have a few new ones to announce this month, and getting into more internet connections, into more ears all around the world. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up. Use any major credit card, PayPal, or some alternative options at amp.freetalklive.com and get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, amp-only forum, amp-only commercial-free podcast, and more. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Now, if you, like I, am incredibly frustrated by some of the things we've been talking about tonight, these government restrictions on whether or not you can drink or whether or not you can sell alcohol or whether or not you can brew or distill alcohol, if you're frustrated by that, you're frustrated by the drinking age, you're frustrated by the state's lock grip on that particular industry, you're frustrated by prohibition of drugs, you want to see drug decriminalization happen in your lifetime, something needs to be done. And the politicians are not going to solve this problem for you. They are not interested. They're beholden to their own personal interests and the interests of the police unions and all of the, you know, this tough on crime mentality, this kind of brush they painted themselves with. And it's very rare that the politician is going to apologize and say, yeah, I've been wrong about this drug issue. I'm changing my mind on this. And let's go for drug decriminalization. It's certainly not going to happen anytime soon. So get people together who are of a like mindset. Bring liberty-minded people who – liberty is a big issue. It's much bigger than personal your personal body and what you can or can't put into it. But people that love freedom, people that understand what it means to be free, that in order to be free, you have to allow others to also be free. People that understand that freedom means being able to live your life how you want, so long as you aren't harming anybody else. Those people should get together, and they are. There are over 10,500 individuals who have signed on as members of the Free State Project. And a few, several hundred of them have actually made the move to New Hampshire already and are getting settled here and getting active. And more are coming every single year. And it is a really exciting time. And it's a great movement. I'm having a blast. I've been here for 4 years now. Meg, you've been here at least three, right?
Yeah, it'll be three in February.
Are you glad you've come?
Oh, definitely. Longest place I've ever lived since I was 16 now, so... It definitely stuck with me.
It's a great network of people, and they're doing things to achieve liberty in our lifetime. Go to freestateproject.org to learn more about it and join up, and then start making a plan to get here and get active. Freestateproject.org. As we continue, we've got Tim on the line who says he's a DEA agent listening in Charlottesville, Virginia. And Tim, I appreciate your patience here coming on with us. You were talking about prescription drugs. Are you there?
That's correct. Yeah.
And you're pointing out that there are a lot of people that abuse prescription drugs. We've been touching on the fully illegal drugs here tonight, as well as alcohol. But you're absolutely right. Prescription drugs, in many cases, are very addictive. They are sold on the gray market. And people will pay upwards of, in some cases, $20 per pill. And the people that have these addictions...
More than that, Ian. We're talking about, you've heard of the popular name brand, Oxycontin. Mm-hmm. And that sells for a dollar milligram in some places. And we've got upwards of 80 milligram pills. So it's going for $80
a
pill.
That's crazy.
Like Soma's paid $100 or something for a Soma?
And it's not always, sometimes people look at it from one sense. It's not just people who abuse the prescription drills, but... pills by buying them from people who don't need the prescriptions, but it's doctors involved in this stuff. I mean, I don't know if you know this, but anesthesiologists are the number one drug-addicted doctors in the country right now. We've got doctors, I heard about it, a case a few months ago where a guy had actually surgically inserted a port inside of himself, which is paraphernalia for cancer patients to be able to inject IVs a little bit faster. And he was siphoning off fentanyl, which is a pretty powerful painkiller anesthetic. And he was sticking some of that in himself.
So he had like
surgery.
A permanent jack into which he could insert.
Dedication to an addiction.
A needle, right? I mean, that's what he could
that's,
put.
That's correct.
Wow, it's incredible.
It's a little circular, like IV tube, and it's inserted. It's usually put in the pectoral area, and he had it inserted into his ankle.
And Tim, that's a human tragedy. I mean, it's unfortunate, but that man would not have his life being made better by being arrested and thrown into a cage. Wouldn't you agree?
Maybe not so. He definitely needs help, that's for sure. And
Portugal. That's what Portugal is doing, is that instead of giving people prison time, they're sending them to treatment centers or giving them a small fine or letting them go, depending on what their scenario is. So,
and I agree with that. I totally agree with that. I don't feel like we should be prosecuting the users for any particular reason just because they bought some drugs and they got hooked. That's a problem. And I'm not just saying this from my career point of view. I mean, it hits home too. I've got family that just got caught using and abusing prescription drugs.
Yeah, and again, a jail sentence is not going to make their life any better. It's people who care, people who are concerned for them, giving them the opportunity to get help. That's what would make a difference. And also, when it comes to prescription drugs, let's talk about something that can actually help alleviate the situation. I mean, you mentioned $80 for a pill, $20, $40, $80. I mean, these are common prices on the street for these pills, but they shouldn't be that expensive. And the reason why they are is because of the prescription process, which is marked touched on earlier, is kind of like this gray market world. It creates this gray market where it's not completely illegal, but it's not entirely legal either, in that if you could go to the corner store, the CVS or the Walgreens, and pick up yourself a bottle of Oxys, like you can a bottle of aspirin, and if we didn't have these government patents and the FDA getting in the way of creating generics and alternate versions of these drugs, we'd have more competition out there. The prices would be rock bottom, and because they wouldn't be relegated to the gray or black market, you'd have just anybody could go and get as much as they wanted to. They wouldn't have to go through a drug dealer. Or they wouldn't have to find a corrupt doctor or whatever, and that would go a long way. If you could get these pills for a buck a pill or 50 cents a pill on the legal marketplace, it would go a long way toward reducing the crime that is associated with this. Because somebody, I've known people that have had these addictions. One of my roommates had one in the past where he was actually shooting up the Oxy. He would crush it up and he would...
Yeah, it's pretty common.
Yeah, he would inject... Well, it's common once it goes past a certain point. They start by popping them, and then once they don't get to the point where they want to get to by popping those pills, that's when they use it. Typically, you move up to snorting.
Oh, they snort them, and then they end up. Yeah, and you know, we've broken past one barrier with that. Actually, the new Oxycontin, instead of the old Oxycontin had OC on one side and then the milligram amount on the other, and now they've got OPs on one side, and that it's a preventative measure. They can no longer, they can't take the time coding off the outside of the pill and dilute them or crush them up and inject them or snort them anymore. They don't work, so they have to eat them. And
they can't boil it down somehow. They use a chemical reductive process to get the fillers out.
They're going to test ways to do it.
No way.
Okay.
Well,
as
with anything, the hackers will figure it out. Yeah. But
it's
you
only
know,
with one name brand. That's only with OxyContin, the name brand. There's the like Roxyset. That's another name brand of OxyContin, which is the actual drug.
And but it also makes people who need these drugs, it makes it so hard and so expensive for them to get it.
That's true.
Like people are getting sick because they can't get their own medication.
Some doctors are afraid to prescribe the medications because they're afraid the DEA might come in and go after them for selling too much or selling the wrong amount or whatever. And so there's all this tiptoeing around, and none of it matters because the people that want to get their hands on it will. I remember there was a story not too long ago. It was amazing. There was a chemical manufacturer in, I think it was Connecticut, that actually were they were broken into. I think it was over a weekend or something like that. They were broken into. Somebody brought, they backed up two 18-wheelers to the gate at the back. These guys literally broke in and like some sort of from the ceiling somehow.
Like a Hudson Hawk
broke,
situation.
Right, like broke through the windows, rappelled down into this facility, opened it up, and got on pallet jacks, loaded up pallets full of these prescription pills onto an 18-wheeler, or at least one, if not two 18-wheelers, because they took $70,000 wholesale dollars worth of drug inventory from, they cleaned out this warehouse, and it's those kind of grand-scale thefts that go on because of the prescription process. You eliminate that. You eliminate the prescription process, you let those pills be sold on the marketplace, the price drops dramatically, and you no longer have the oxy addicts breaking into people's homes and holding people up in order to get the money to feed their habits.
And that's good in one sense that, yeah, it's going to drop the drug prices down on the illicit side. However, that money that normally those prescriptions are pretty expensive to begin with for the name brand stuff. That's why they offer those generics. But if your insurance does cover those name brands and you can get them through your insurance and you're legitimate, you pay for insurance and
hey, I wish we had more time, Tim. We're out of it, though, for tonight. But I always appreciate hearing from people in the law enforcement community. And when you get a chance, go to leap.cc, LEAP.cc. It stands for Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. Everybody who's in law enforcement really should go and take a look at what they've got there. We'll see you if you're online tomorrow night for the Internet Sunday edition of the show. And then, if not, on Monday night. In the meantime, enjoy freetalklive.com. Have a great weekend.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Juicy Juice, 100% juice, providing a full serving of fruit in every 4 ounces. Visit us at juicyjuice.com. When it comes to nutrition, kids need both fruits and vegetables every day to stay healthy and grow. For the ideal mix, your kids should have at least 1.5 cups of any veggie or 100% veggie juice and 1 cup of any fruit or 100% fruit juice a day. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.